It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0 on a Taco Tuesday. It's March the 9th. Yes, I've had my tacos today already. This is Speak Out 2.0 on 106.3, the voice of the free. And our weather along the Colorado River Valley, we're going to see 71 degrees today. And then you got to kiss that goodbye for a little while because tomorrow we're at 63 and something called rain. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Rain. Yeah. And then 62 on Thursday, 62 Friday, Saturday we climb up to 68, and on Sunday we get back to 76, so we get back to some nice weather there. A little bit of sports information for you. Tonight we have the CAA Championships, the West Coast Conference Championships. The CAA kicks off at 4:45. The West Coast Championships kick off at 6:45. And that is on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. COVID numbers for you. Today in Arizona, they announced 562 cases. I don't think we've seen that number that low this year. So that's good news. Zero deaths for the second day in a row for Arizona. So that's good news. Mojave County released their numbers yesterday afternoon. They had a total of 63. That covers Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they had three deaths. So when you think that 63 covers 3 days, that's not bad. That's, you know, so that's pretty good. Of the 63 cases, 21 were in Bullhead, 16 in Kingman, and 24 in Lake Havasu City. The Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce continues to do their 100-day 31 days, $100 ticket drawing. And let's see, today someone's going to win zip line passes to Flagstaff Extreme. How cool. Oh, no, that was yesterday. I'm sorry. Today someone's going to win a quilt from Embroidery Plus. And since Friday, Jennifer Dixon won a print over the weekend. Richard Hampton won Cardinals hat and T-shirt and $100 cash. That's cool. And then the zip line yesterday went to Brandy Ramirez in Kingman. So some of the things going on up there. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, TWN Communications, and they're on the show tomorrow. TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Yay! And fiber-based technology ensures that you'll have faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Oh, that's my favorite line of 2021 already. And you can pre-register. And this is how they know who wants it. You know, you're not, when you pre-register, you're not committing. You're just saying, well, I want to know more about this right away. And you go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you call 888-227-2095. We're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets to Risen Star for a day or week or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Your pets love it at Risen Star. So call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park, end of the block on Air Park, and talk to David in there. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for a little bit of money, you need a vacation home, or you want to refi, or maybe put a pool in the backyard, or add on, well, you're going to need some money to do that. You call President and CEO Chad Hansen. He's been doing mortgages since he was in junior high school. Yeah. And he's a sharp guy. And plus the staff, the rest of the staff, too, at Mojave Mortgage. Let them help you find the money you need at the best rate possible. Call them at 288-2691, 288-2691. And now into the studio. You know, yesterday we had International Women's Day, and I had five women cycle through here. One was on the phone. The other four cycled through after about 9 minutes, and I had all leaders. And then today, just by freak, we have leaders. You know, we have the CEO of Mojave Mental Health, Dawn Abbott.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
It's good to be here.
And then you brought your children's clinical director.
I did. Barbara Wanland.
And is Barbara a psychiatrist, psychologist, PhD, all the above?
No, master's level licensed clinician.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So you've been doing this a while.
A while.
Yeah?
How long? Love it.
How long?
A couple decades.
Yeah?
Do I have to be more definitive than that?
That's plenty. That's plenty. Yeah. So you like working with children?
I do.
And so you supervise the other people that work with the children?
Yes.
Oh, that's a full... You've got plenty on your hands.
Yes, three sites and one residential facility. Absolutely.
So you have a residential facility for children?
Mm-hmm.
Is that new?
It's been
3 years?
Probably two and a half, 3 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that in Kingman?
It's in Kingman. It's called Diamond House.
Oh.
And it's a residential treatment facility for children who are having emotional disruption, behavioral disruption, and need to be at a higher level of care because of their special needs.
Not a runaway home.
It is not a runaway home.
Right. Okay. So this is for children that need more than counseling.
They need counseling, but they need a large amount of it. They need a structured environment that is safe and supports their recovery. And they're typically there 3 to 6 months before they leave.
And when you talk about structured environment, isn't that probably one of the biggest problems that kids have at home, is the lack of that?
It absolutely is. And so while we work with a child in our structured environment, we also partner with the parents to try to take a look at the environment and see how, when the child returns home, they might support that child in the recovery process.
And even just your day-to-day children that you're seeing, their home environment is probably part of the problem.
Many times. That's why we call it child and family services.
Yeah. And do you, when I used to work with juvenile fire setters at the fire department, and I would bring them in, I would drop the paperwork off for them to fill out, and I'd say, now you have to bring both parents. And mom would always say, well, he works. And I go, it doesn't matter. He needs to come. And afterwards, I would say to her, aren't you glad he was here? Mm-hmm. And she would say, oh, yeah. I said, because you don't have to go home and try to recap that hour counseling in 5 minutes for his time capsule. And so he needs to be a part of that. And so you probably have that same issue with both parents arriving and both parents participating?
Many times, absolutely.
Yeah, and you can't demand it, huh?
No, we can offer it, we can suggest it, we can request it, but we can't demand it.
I couldn't either, but they didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things when you're in uniform, you can say things and the people just go, oh, okay, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. And but it was for the benefit of the child.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Do you see children transitioning from the under 18 into the over 18 into counseling?
Yes, often. Yeah. Yes, and we try to create a very smooth transition. Children who turn 18 are allowed to stay in our Child and Family Services Center until they're 21 if they're working on independent living, if they haven't completed high school yet, things like that. But we try to work them towards independence and vocational independence, and then they're invited to move to our adult services at any time after age 18.
Okay. The pandemic, we're all tired of talking about it and hearing about it, but I had, early last year, I had three students in here. One of my customers had two, and then they said, we're going to bring a friend in case my daughter doesn't talk. And I said, okay. And I asked the two brother and sister how it was going. One was in elementary school, one was junior high. Well, in their home, it went pretty well. Their mom's a teacher in Needles, and so it went pretty well for them. But when I turned to the other child, a student, and I said, Hunter, it was his name. I said, Hunter, how's it going in your house? He goes, it's terrible. He said, we have one computer, and there's four of us. Mm-hmm. And I thought, whoa. Well, you know, you heard me mention Mojave Mortgage as my customer here on the radio that sponsors the program. Fortunately, he was listening that day, and he picks up the phone, he calls in, and he says, I said, you know, I put my caller up, and I said, do you have a question? And he goes, no, I don't have a question. Hunter, I want you to write down my phone number and call me when you get off the air. He said, I'm going to ship you 3 computers.
Awesome.
So somebody in our community took care of their problem. Mm-hmm. But are you finding in your centers a lot of kids are coming in and the pandemic is the problem?
There is some of that. It's mostly what you hear about is that the relationships are the problem, the deterioration of the school relationships.
Right.
And so that becomes the problem. So secondary to the mask wearing and the precautions and the not being able to go out socially related to COVID are the issues related to not having teacher access, not having your peers in the classroom, not being able to have that consistent structure day by day, and being at home where perhaps your parents are gone working and you don't have anyone to assist you, and
right,
you're sharing a computer, things like that.
Yeah, it's. I don't think that our government looked at the repercussions for kids. You know, they thought about the safety factor, and then it stopped. I don't think they sat back and realized, you know, that some of these kids, that 6 hour a day is their most valuable part of their life. And because it's consistent, it's structured, when to go to recess, when to go to the bathroom, when to have lunch, and their friends are there, you know. And so it's really tough for a lot of them.
It's oftentimes the most positive part of any child's day, too. Someone is there telling them they've done a good job, they've completed the assignment. There's somebody there saying, you know, please share your thoughts with us. Please tell us what you're thinking about this. Would you like to explain this to the rest of the class? And so that helps a child in their self-esteem growth a lot. And so not having the classroom setting has done a lot to deteriorate a child's thoughts about self-worth.
Yeah, and then the learning process. You know, I've come to learn myself that kids learn differently. They don't all learn the same way. Well, now all of a sudden when a child's told all of his classes are on a laptop or maybe mom's phone, you know, wow, that's a tough one.
Or a paper packet. You
yeah.
know, some schools, when the pandemic first started and they weren't able to offer in classroom instruction, they came up with these packets. The parents had to come to oftentimes it was a bus stop or
right.
a school office to pick up their kids' packets, and you know, they have to be completed and turned back in, and, you know, the packets are not anything like what
no,
you get in a classroom.
No, there's no instruction with it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And our friend Dr. Carolyn Stewart was telling me back in the beginning, they were taking those packets when they got them back. They had to leave them out in the gymnasium for a couple of days mm-hmm. because we were all afraid that COVID could be on paper, you know. Mm-hmm. And if there's anybody who's really taken the brunt of this COVID and people not understood it, it's our children. It's our students.
And then the other thing, too, that I think is important to recognize is the loss of those, like, developmental milestones that go along with being in school. I was chatting with a friend of mine last night whose daughter graduated high school last May.
With no graduation.
No graduation.
Yeah.
No prom.
Yeah.
You know, they did sort of the school did an amazing job of coming up with the best alternative that they could, which was a parking lot-based ceremony
right.
with families in their cars. And, you know, so you think about all of those things that I look back on from high school
oh, yeah.
as being a big deal. They didn't get the same experience, and that's a loss.
And it is. It's almost like they didn't complete the year. Because they didn't have
right.
those things.
Right.
You know, the prom, girls, you know, dress up and everything and get all their makeup up and and, you know, get a special dress. And some boy says, will you go to the prom with me?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole nine yards. We didn't want to experience that.
Right.
That's something left out of your junior, senior year.
Clubs, sports,
right.
everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
You grow up with this expectation. You hear about it from
exactly.
the time you're little. And then suddenly, not for you.
Yeah. Well, and you go into your freshman year and you see the junior senior prom, and then you go into your sophomore year and you see it, and you go into your junior year and you go, hey, I get to have this now. Then you graduate and you don't get it.
Don't get it.
You know, it's just, and yeah, we look at our 16, 17, 18 year olds as young adults, but they're still students, and they're still students with a value system of things that did not occur. Mm-hmm. And that's no good. So let's take a break, and we're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions for these ladies, pick up your phone, 702-298-1063. We're here.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
It's Truck Month. Welcome to the show. Hi, Bill Cunier, General Manager at Bradley Ford. Dreaming of that all-new 2021 F-150? How about $4,250 total factory cash savings on select 2021 F-150s? STX, XLT models, Truck Month savings on Ranger, Escape, Edge, and Explorer, plus Expedition and EcoSport. Shop online for extra discounts on remaining 2020 models. Save now at Bradley Ford during Truck Month. See us in person today or go to BradleyFord.com.
Bradley Ford!
Welcome to 2021. Did you forget to write your Arizona tax credit check to a charitable organization by December 31st? Good news! You actually have until tax day to do that. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit up to $800 on your Arizona state income taxes for married couples filing jointly, and $400 for singles. Save on your taxes and give to a qualified charitable organization like Cornerstone Mission. You can learn more about us at cornerstonemissionaz.org. For questions concerning the Arizona tax credit, check with your CPA or tax consultant.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And we're brought to you by the Laughlin Mall. We got restaurants, clothing stores, sports items, sunglasses, Levi's, chocolate. Yeah, that's right. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory's upstairs again. Boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art, Boys and Girls Club thrift store. The Watchman is now here. Outside, we got jet skis. I don't know if they want to rent one today. Might be a little chilly out there in the water. Pet daycare. We got a medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, and a bar, and so much more. And no, it's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down, so don't worry about that. You hear those rumors. That's all they are. Barron Services, experts in pools. They can design them, install them, and maintain them. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. They can do the installation, complete, repairs, monitoring, and replacements. Experts in landscaping, beautiful design, complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. Get rid of those little creepy bugs. You know, they do scheduled treatments, and then they can come back for a problem area. Plus, they do weed control. If you need Barron's or any of their services, call 758-5499, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yes, they're the experts in comfort. Comfortable. You want it to be comfortable in your office or your home? Because if you're not, it's your fault. You haven't called them. 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions can tackle the job. You need to take care of your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or your swamper. If you've got a swamper, you know. I got two of each. Oh, Yeah. Arizona Comfort Solutions make you comfortable. Or they can give you, they can put in a whole new unit like they did at my house last week with a 10-year warranty. And they can do semi-annual contracts where they come out every 6 months and make sure everything works. Call them at 758-2400. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, and TWN Communications. So those are our sponsors. And now back into the studio with Don and Barbara. Barbara, what's the hardest part of working with students and young children?
Interesting question.
Put the microphone right up there in front of your mouth a little bit. There you go. Now we can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure I have an answer. The hardest part on any given day is listening to any child share their story and their honesty and their truth. Sometimes very difficult.
Yeah. And the younger, the more honest they are.
That's exactly true.
Yeah. And the stories they tell are, sometimes you think, well, how can this kid go through this?
Right, right. Yeah. It's amazing the resilience some children have, and thank God for that.
Yeah. I teach in fire and life safety. I was up at Mountain View School and working with kindergartners, and I was talking smoke alarms, and this one kid pops up and goes, I live at Davis Camp. Do I need a smoke detector in my tent?
Mm. Wow.
And I stood there for a minute, and I thought, this kid sleeps in a tent. And I said, yes, you do, you know. And then I was in shock. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready for that.
Right.
You know, here's a kid living in a tent, lives in a tent, not camping out, lives in it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you hear about environments that just make you cringe.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And tents and cars and trunks and broken down buses in the desert. We hear about it all.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's a tough one because it's the environment. How do you fix that with a child?
Well, it's not about so much fixing an environment, but creating strategies that allow you to live in the environment and grow in a healthy way.
And come out the other end okay.
Come out the other end okay.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Incredibly rewarding. Passionate work, but incredibly rewarding.
That was going to be my next question. Do you have students come back years later, stop in and go, hey, I remember in fifth grade when I had to come to you for 8 or 9 months or whatever with that problem, and I just wanted you to know I just graduated high school and that.
You absolutely do. Or you have a mom who will see you somewhere out in public who will say, let me bring you up to date and share the amazing things that the child has done. So that is a huge reward that you often don't hear about.
Yeah, that's the value of living in our small towns, mm-hmm. Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, mm-hmm. because we do see each other. You know, we run into the mayor at the store and so on and so forth and parents like that. And I still have been retired now for 10 years, and I still run into students that will go, hey, you're the fire guy, you know. And I said, no, not anymore. I'm retired. And, yeah, I remember talking about stop, drop, and roll and that trailer we went through. And, yeah. And it's important for you to hear that feedback once in a while, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It absolutely boosts your morale and takes you out of a slump if you happen to be in one of those times when things don't feel so great on a day-to-day basis. It helps you a lot to realize that what you're doing is of value.
Yeah, because that's the only feedback you get at some point in time when someone says, you know, little Johnny grew up to be, you know, he's a manager now at Walmart. And you think, wow, little Johnny, when did I have him, you know? And then the parent says, oh, you in third grade, he was a firefighter, and you worked with him for 9 months or something, you know, whatever the case may be. And you go, oh, wow, now he's a manager at Walmart. So you need that support and feedback. And so if you're listening out there and you have a child that ever went through Bobby Mental Health, call Dawn Abbott and tell her. How long have you been the CEO?
Oh, gosh. August of 2009, I think, is when I took
over
CEO. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's growing a lot.
It has.
Yeah.
It has.
How many buildings do you have now all over the county?
A bunch.
You can't even count them.
Two outpatient clinics in each of the three cities. Barbara's residential treatment home in Kingman. We've got three adult residential treatment centers. We've got the inpatient unit in Kingman.
Wow.
Our administrative site. We've got two housing sites. So yeah, we've intentionally tried to build a whole continuum of care for our populations.
Well, and we need that, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think our communities deserve that. They deserve to be able to get the services that they need in their home communities.
I think
and,
so.
You know, families are important while they, you know, as Barbara's talking about, having parents involved in kids' treatment, having adults be able to have their support systems involved in treatment is incredibly powerful as well. So, yeah, having as much locally available to people is really important.
Well, what's on the horizon?
Well, we have a very, very passionate board president in Dr. Carolyn Stewart who would love to see one of those kids' residential treatment programs in each of the three communities.
Ah.
So that is definitely part of our long-term strategic planning. If the volume continues to grow, we'll definitely go down that road. Lots of community-based services. Barbara's applied for a grant program that would allow us to receive some additional funding to deliver services in schools,
which is
something that we're very committed to doing. So lots of things, I think, are on the horizon. Our adult services department is growing an intensive outpatient program for adults with substance use disorders. And so COVID had kind of put the brakes on that for a period of time.
Of course it did.
The last thing we wanted to do was bring together groups of people in small rooms.
Yeah.
Right? So as our numbers continue to grow or improve, rather, we'll be able to get back on track with that, and he's engaged in that initiative. So I think lots of things, and I'm impressed with our agency's demonstration that we wanted to keep things as close to normal as was humanly possible, and that we didn't shut down any programs, we didn't close any of our doors, we continued to serve people through a variety of means. And I think we feel very good about that.
A lot of counseling mask to mask, huh?
Yes.
That's hard when you have to read their faces sometimes and you're wearing a mask.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very hard.
A little tricky. Let's take a break. If you have a question for these ladies, 702-298-1063. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmCDocs.com.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095. You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit PrisonStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City, transmitter K292ES, Laughlin, and transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state, and KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you have somebody who might need those services, you call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road, and they'll tell you all about it. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you that there are several ways for you to pay your bill. You can start off by just sticking it in the mail, mail it back to them with a check. You can also go to the drop box at their offices on Hancock. Now they have a kiosk there, you know, so you can pay your bill there. Or from home, you can call, grab your debit card or your credit card, call 877-371-9379. You can just pay it over the phone. MEC continues to buy affordable electricity without a profit. Yeah, don't you love that? If you have local questions, call 763-1100. Farm Bureau Financial Services, is it time for you to take a look at that life insurance policy? Maybe, you know, does it still cover everything you own? Is it still going to take care of your family? How about your auto insurance, your home insurance, or your commercial business insurance? Well, if you need some help, call Greg Agnes and his professional staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services, 763-8464, and they'll set up an appointment. You come in, and you can bring those policies that are in the bottom left-hand drawer of your dresser, and you've never read them, so get them out and take them in. They know what they say. Let them tell you. Let them see if they can save you some money, you know, bundle something together or renew something or, you know, change it around a little bit. Ask about the life insurance that pays if you're in long-term care. That is something to talk about. 763-8464. And we're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And so, Dawn, probably one of the first questions that people have out there when they talk about counseling is, how much is it? Mm. So for the average parent that you see with their children, what's it cost them?
Most of our kids are getting services at no charge to the family.
Right.
Yeah. If they're access eligible, there's no fee associated with the service. If somebody has private insurance, of course, it depends on the structure of their insurance benefits.
Right.
And then for folks who don't have access or who don't have private insurance, we have a sliding fee scale, and we take a look at their family size and their average monthly income as a way to calculate their rates. So it's based on ability to pay.
And you make it sound like your goal is the child, and you'll do whatever you can to get the child in there.
The goal is to be as creative as possible to have a pathway for someone to get the services that they need.
And how cool is that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that it's not the factor that's going to stop the counseling. And that's what's important. And that's why I brought it up, because I want people out there to understand that you don't have to sit back and say, no, we can't afford counseling, when in reality you really can. So
that's the hope. That's the hope, is to make it accessible to as many people as want it. And they can certainly come in and do a financial and compare the fees that they would pay with us as compared to another service, and
right.
You know, we welcome that opportunity.
Yeah.
You have the right to know what your bills are going to be before you receive the service.
That's a wow. Wow, what a concept. You have the right to know what your bills are going to be.
Of course.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Can we put you into a training position with all the doctor's offices in Mojave County?
Well, hospitals they have new legislation that they have to adhere to, and they will now have to have transparency in their pricing structure.
Yeah.
And that's going to change the market.
Wow, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that'll change the market. You'll have to be told how much your fees will be. If you decide to have a surgery, an outpatient surgery at any hospital, they will legally have to tell you.
Wow. Get your open heart surgery here, $29.95. Hey, this article appeared in the Laughlin Times back in February 3rd, and it said the Clark County School District scrambles after 18 suicides in 9 months for students. And they're basically saying in here that they're blaming the pandemic. Is it possible that kids can get that much pressure that they want to end it all?
I think kids can get pressure from so many things. I have not seen those type of statistics for our county, Mojave County. And while we certainly have kids who come in who feel pressure related to the pandemic, I haven't heard of anyone becoming suicidal because of the pandemic.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I did a video one time at the fire department, and in that video, I interviewed firefighters. I interviewed some police department about youth involvement. And one was a paramedic, Chip Decker, who talked about a young lady who took dad's shotgun and blew her head off. And he talked about it and what took place. But then later I found her sister, who was in the room at the time, and I interviewed her. And needless to say, she's a mess, or she was then. You know, I don't know that she's any better today because she never got any counseling. You know, she went through watching her sister do that. Mm-hmm. And she blamed alcohol and marijuana and a boyfriend, you know, so because she was 14. And so, but a 14-year-old girl breaking up with a boyfriend or boyfriend breaking up with her can be that traumatic to that girl.
It can be, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's, you know.
Or to that boy.
Yeah, or to the boy, either way, whichever way it goes. I've always thought that that's something that you just don't know with your child. You know, if they have a best friend in a classroom who moves away, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden your kid comes home and now he's distant. You know, why is he distant? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just that kid moved away. Mm-hmm. Didn't have anything to do with anybody else, but that still was traumatic to them.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
It's a loss, and losses really have to be acknowledged. And they have to be processed in some way, whatever is functional or healthy for that kiddo. It's important to process it in a way that it doesn't become complicated for them.
Right. Well, you were talking about the grant you're applying for to get into the schools. Don't you think when you stand in front of a group of 25, 35 students or whatever there is today, 12, and you have to do it twice because they're going to school for 8 hours or 4-hour breaks or whatever, and don't you think there's a lot of tips that you can give kids at their age, at whether it be 9 or 15, that will help them cope with problems in life?
Absolutely. We're so excited about the possibility of this grant program because it's about prevention work, as opposed to taking a child who is already into depression or already has suicidal thoughts. This program would allow us to go into schools, work with kids who are not enrolled with us, a whole classroom at a time or a whole gymnasium at a time, and talk about how important it is for teachers and parents to keep kids talking and how important it is for kids to share and to not feel bad about any feeling that they have.
Right.
And so those are the kind of things that you can do before it gets bad and that you can do to a classroom of kids to give them tips that last their whole lifetime.
One of the things that MAPT, which is a group called Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions, one of the things we've done the last couple of years is put a business card into the high school students' hands that have a whole bunch of 800 numbers on it for them, you know. And now this year, Dr. Carolyn Stewart asked for us to give them to the junior high also. So we did.
Excellent.
And because we want them to have that information, mm-hmm. and it may not be the student who realizes they need to call, but they need to call for their friend.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the thing I always think about when, especially in mental health and counseling, is you're not talking to the patient. You're talking to the friend, the family member, the parent, the next door neighbor, the classmate. to say, hey, you need some help. Let me help you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we this is the second year we've done that. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Well, and we just think that if you give them the tools, sometimes that's what they need. And so, but then also the school resource officer numbers on there, the principal and all that. They're, I think I've got one laying over here. I'll give it to you before we leave. But the idea is to give the students that information if they need it. And hopefully they can use it.
Absolutely. And if not today, they've got it in their back pocket for tomorrow.
Right. You see it behind their driver's licenses, because those ones that are 16, 17, and 18 in school, and you know, and they all have to wear their ID badge, too. They can stick it behind the ID badge.
I'm glad Dr. Stewart talked about junior high kids.
Yeah.
Because people sometimes think that your problems aren't problems till you're in high school, but your problems can be problems at a very young age.
Yeah.
And prevention work for junior highs is certainly appropriate.
Right. Well, and we thought that they need those numbers, too.
They do.
And it doesn't hurt to put them in their hands. They throw it away, they throw it away. But, you know, yeah, at least they had it.
I remember junior high being such a difficult time for me personally, because I was, you know, you're beyond elementary school, right, where things are sort of carefree and everybody gets along.
Yeah.
You know.
Life is wonderful.
Life is wonderful.
Because you're in the same classroom with the same kids all day long.
Yes.
Then you go to junior high, and you different rooms, different teachers, different day. What the heck?
Yes. And it was sort of this melding of multiple schools now into one school. So a whole bunch of new kids, a whole bunch of new faces, a whole bunch of new teachers. And I just didn't, I had the sense of like, I don't know where I quite fit. You know, by high school, you figure that stuff out.
Right.
You know, I'm in this club, and I'm in this sport, and I do this after-school activity. But junior high was like, where do I fit?
Right.
So I think that's a great age to go in and start talking to kids about how to talk.
So when do you hear about this grant?
We will learn in May.
Okay.
If we've been awarded all or part of it, and then we will receive funds in August and then gear up for the next school year.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cool.
Throughout Mojave County?
Throughout Mojave County.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. For is that junior high or high school or what?
Yes, any junior high and or high school
can
participate.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
So you're going to have to hire an educator?
No, we'll actually train clinicians. We'll have 8 clinicians who will be trained, so 2 for each city, and they will go into the classroom working with educators, principals,
right,
administrators, and work on presenting the program in a classroom setting on a regular basis or in any other format that would work for the school.
And classroom's best, because then you've got a smaller amount.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand in front of them. You can see what they're doing.
And you get a lot of interaction, and that's what you want,
right,
interaction.
An assembly's tough. They're just supposed to sit there with their legs crossed and their arms folded and pay attention, and I don't think they do that very well sometimes. Let us take a last break here. And, again, you know, our phone works. If you got a question, give us a call, 702-298-1063, 10 minutes before the hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 183058.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy. I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 blah. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Indiana Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Metro Central will be at the Bullhead City Winter Expo in the Anderson Fieldhouse Thursday, March 11th. The expo runs 8 till 2. Our country station, KJJJ Nash 1023, will be on location with a remote broadcast 10 till noon, followed by a special Speak Out 2.0 show on KNTR Talk from noon till 1. We'll have goodies to give away and an autographed guitar by country music artist Darius Rucker, Brothers Osborne, and Kenny Chesney, to name a few. We'll see you at the Bullhead City Winter Expo.
Distracted driving kills in Arizona. Life is more important than your phone's beep. Stop the distracted driving, Arizona, please. Sponsored by the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council and the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Chicago and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving our communities in Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities, starting here with the walk-in here in the Laughlin Mall. It's on the outside. It faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. On the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then WarmC on Silver Creek Road. Don't forget that. Big four-story hospital there. And you have any questions, you pick up the phone, you call 763-2273, 763-CARE. Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you to whoever you need to help you. Walker Service Electric, that's right, Walker Service Electric electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. Residential issues, not a problem. Commercial issues, not a problem. New construction and high line power, not a problem for these guys. Their trucks are all over. If you need an electrician, you pick up the phone and call 718-9444. And remember, they're available 24/7 because even they know, yes, even they know, it's a secret, but they know it. Electrical issues just don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So put that number in your cell phone, 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And we got 5 minutes left here with the ladies. Where's the future headed with youth counseling?
Interesting question. I see the future to include a great deal more telephone and video counseling, text counseling, text interactions. I think that we will see that in this next decade as a normal way of talking about our feelings and stuff. We use it now so routinely.
Right.
With our friends and our family, that I think that the counseling arena will move into that type of communication also.
I had a young gal on last week that does coaching, and all her coaching is done with FaceTime. And it was pre-pandemic. That's the way she does it. She has customers all over the United States. So it also broadens out your area you service.
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your ability to serve at any time to anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dawn, where do you see it going for adults?
Probably aligned with that. I mean, I think we've learned that people appreciate being able to access service in a multitude of ways. So I think anything we can do to be flexible in that and still meet all the regulatory requirements, which are significant. I think that will, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to be accessible to people. So,
in 2021, has mental issues become more aware in the world?
I think to some degree. I mean, you hear people talking about, you know, being concerned about social isolation. That's something we worried about for the people we served long before COVID.
Right.
But you know,
long before everybody else woke up and realized it was an issue.
Yeah. You know, that folks who isolate, that there's a risk to that. and that there are consequences to that. And so, you know, however we can support people in being connected is a good thing. Is
good.
A good thing. So, yeah, I think that it's going to continue to evolve.
Good. I think we see a lot of people recognizing that we need to work on reducing the stigma. More and more you see people talk about it in the news arena, in the school arena, in the business arena, that there should be no stigma attached to reaching out for help.
Well, and aren't you finding now in Mojave County that services are much more abundant than they were 10 years ago?
Certainly.
I mean, there's companies here now and privately owned that weren't here 10 years ago. They didn't exist.
Correct.
And so it's available, not just through Mojave Mental Health. I don't want to name names. This is your show. But there's other services available, and even rehab. Now all of a sudden we have rehab in Mojave County, which for the longest time we didn't have at all.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Well, and I think that has to do, too, with more people can talk about it openly. And, you know, we have Talus Harbor, which is for adults now, and they started off as seniors, but they're now taking all adults that might have a mental issue, that might need that, you know, kind of a facility, lockdown, I guess you could say. So I think our services in Mojave County are improving.
I agree.
Dawn smiling.
Choice is a good thing.
Yeah. How many buildings did you have when you came here versus today?
Oh, my goodness. There was Oak Street, there was Beverly, there was one in Lake Havasu, and then we leased space here in Bullhead. And there was one group home that had just opened, so five total.
Yeah, and now 15?
Yeah, thereabouts. So lots of growth.
Lots of growth, but it's services, it's needed, and that's the best part.
And I'm proud that we've developed programming in response to what our communities have asked for.
Right.
So that's the important piece. That's the connection.
And you have a countywide board?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Equal representation from each of the communities.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. How do people get in touch with you two ladies if they have questions to follow up?
Call our office, 757-8111, and we'll get you to anyone in our company that you're interested in talking with. So call and ask for us, Dawn or Barbara.
All right, very good. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Great information. I appreciate you coming down from Kingman.
Still, our pleasure.
Still wearing a sweater. I don't know why you wear a sweater on the river. But all right, we're going to have you back.
We'll have you back again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I want to remind you tonight, the Mojave High Key Club has a fundraiser at Black Bear in Bullhead City. Actually, it started at 6 this morning. It goes all the way up until they close at 10 o'clock. If you want to go have lunch and help out the Key Club, there's a blood drive in Golden Valley at the VFW from 10 until 2. You got one more hour out there. And Easter egg scavenger hunt going on everywhere by the Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club. We're going to talk about that later in the week. Have a great day. Mr. Sean Hannity is up next. See you tomorrow.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin. HD2.